Spirit in the house. Pray God's anointing on him. Pray God's strength on him. Just pray for him that God would bless him.
Could we love him for just a moment here tonight? He's so wonderful tonight. He's so mighty good to us tonight. Oh, would you give that hand clap to the Lord right now? Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus. He's a strong tower. The righteous run in and are saved. He's worthy of some praise here tonight. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. I'm so thankful for the presence of God. I'm so thankful for what I feel in this house tonight. Anybody excited about living for God tonight? There's no other place I'd rather be but right here in His presence, right here in the perfect, the will of God. How many know that there's no safe, the safest place in the whole world is right in the will of God, is right in the plan of God? How many believe that tonight? Such a privilege to come before you tonight. I know you've got a turkey on the mind, so we'll try to keep it brief here tonight. But if you would turn to your Bibles here in let's look at Psalms chapter 27 and beginning in verse 1. Thank God for my pastor and his leadership and this wonderful church, and just feels good to be living for God in such a dynamic church and such a powerful and well-used church tonight. Psalms chapter 27, I apologize, I'm reading from a New King James version here tonight, but you've got the King James up on the screen. The Word of God reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in the tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek." Put your Bibles down. Let's love the Lord for just a moment here tonight. Is anybody thankful for the presence of God? Anybody thankful for the Word of God? Oh, come on, let's just love Him for just a moment here tonight. God, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, would somebody would just lift your hands tonight and just let's magnify the Lord here tonight. God, we love your presence, God. We love your plan, oh God. Jesus, you're everything that we need. Oh God, you're everything that we need. I don't know. I don't know where you're at tonight. You guys can be seated. I feel that the Holy Ghost has me here tonight to reach for somebody. I feel that the Holy Ghost has a specific purpose for this service here tonight. I want you to understand that God is exactly everything that you need. God's everything that you need, and he will do exactly what it takes for you to find a place of salvation, a place of deliverance. tonight. I'm here to encourage somebody here tonight that God is setting you up in the middle of your trial, in the middle of your circumstance, in the middle of the situation that life has thrown at you. God's setting somebody up for greatness here tonight. I'm gonna need a little bit of help here tonight, or we'll be here for a while. But what I'm trying to communicate to somebody is, look up from your situation, look up from the circumstance, look up from the problem, look up from the illness, and understand that God is setting you up for greatness. God is setting you up to be exactly where He needs you to be. Yeah, He's given you some promises. Yeah, God's got some words that He's put in your life. But you have to understand that God can't reveal that stuff to you if you're not where you need to be. And sometimes it's a tough road to take. If you're waiting on me to start, we're almost there. I'm here to encourage somebody tonight. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight. The Bible uses language like pressing into the kingdom. It's a uphill battle, but it's worth the fight. It's worth the energy. It's worth the time. Hear me tonight, somebody. It's worth the dedication. It's worth the commitment. You've got to press into the kingdom of God to get to where God needs you to be. You've got to press past some things. You've got to press past some situations to get where God needs you to be. You've got to go through some things. Some storms have got to come your way. Some trials have got to come your way for you to get to where God wants you to be. Oh, we're not talking about the pleasant road. We're not talking about the easy way out. But in order for you to achieve greatness, God has to put you through some things. Somebody here tonight may be on what seems to be their last leg. Somebody here tonight may be just at wit's end. Somebody here tonight may be at what seems to be the bottom of the barrel. But I want you to understand that there is no mountaintop experience without first there being a valley. You may be in the middle of a valley right now. You may be in a storm right now. You may not be able to see the road before you right now. But I want you to understand that God is in the midst of the storm. God is in the midst of the valley. Ah, He's not just at the mountaintop, but God's right in the middle of the valley. God's right there all the time. Every time. God is able. God is sure. Would you allow me to encourage somebody tonight? This may not be for everybody, but I'm reaching for somebody tonight. There's specific direction for this service tonight. I don't know who you are tonight. I don't know your name tonight. God won't show me your face, but there's somebody here thinking about throwing in the towel, thinking about giving it up, thinking about walking away from this wonderful gospel. But you need to understand tonight that God is able. God is bigger. God is exactly what you need when it seems to all be shaky, when it seems to all be just vacillating all around you. He's a strong tower. The righteous run in and are saved. Somebody give Him some praise right now. I'm here tonight to remind somebody of the hope that God has placed in your life. I'm here to remind somebody simply that God is still in control. God needs to remind you, Abraham, as you march up the side of that mountain with that promised child, that He's still in control. As you make that desperate walk up the side of that mountain, unsure, not knowing what to expect, you don't know where the next decision's gonna be. You don't know what's coming next. But as you make that march up the side of that mountain, I want you to know that you're in the perfect will of God. Abraham, God's setting you up for greatness. Without the march, all the greatness can't be achieved. Without the pain, the greatness can't be realized. Oh, hear me tonight, somebody, because you're on the side of that mountain. There's somebody here on the side of that mountain tonight, and you're going up, you're faithful, and you're doing the will of God, and you're praying every day, and you're reading your word, but it never seems to let up. The pressure never seems to be released. The pressure seems to be building up, but I want you to understand tonight that God is setting you up for greatness. God has set you up for that miracle that you've been waiting for. Hear me tonight, somebody. God has it all in control. He's got it in the palm of his hand. Excuse a simple message tonight, but I'm here to encourage somebody. The Holy Ghost talked to me last night. Somebody needs to know that if you keep the faith, you've got to stay in the process. You've got to stay in the race. You've got to stay in the middle of this thing. Because if you step outside of the will of God, your covering is ripped away. Talking to you tonight, sound man, title tonight is The Great Setup. Because some people tonight here may not realize it. That promise that God gave you 10, 15 years ago, God still remembers. Somebody here may not realize that that promise that God gave you 5 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago is still sure. It's still valid. You can still go to the bank on it. You can, come on, somebody. Anybody got a word you're holding on to? Anybody got a promise you're standing on? I know tragedy has come to your life. I know death has knocked at your door. I know some things has fallen apart. Some things haven't gone the way you planned, but that promise is still the word of God. Look at your neighbor and say, it's still the word of God. As you make that journey, God has a plan in his hand. You have to walk God's path for you to get to God's place. For you to fulfill God's purpose here. You've got to invest in the kingdom. Even when you don't feel it. Even when it's not convenient. Even when it seems to be backwards. Even when it doesn't seem to follow common sense. Because here's a side note. God can fix that problem in a moment's time better than you can fix it spending a lifetime investing in other things. You don't have, it's like a marriage tonight. You don't have to look anywhere else. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to have a wandering eye. Because God has exactly what you need tonight. He's your all. He's your everything. Come on, somebody. Somebody stand up in the middle of your trial and say, he's all. Jesus is all. Jesus is all I need. Only our imaginations can go to what Gehazi should have been. The miracles doubled from Elijah to Elisha. Gehazi was the student of Elisha. The blessings and miracles doubled from Elijah to Elisha. Gehazi was in line for a mighty powerful mantle. But because of the way the story turns out, we can only use our imaginations to see what Gehazi should have been or could have been. But instead of taking God's way, instead of staying in the race, instead of staying committed to the plan and purpose of God, even when it didn't seem to benefit, even when it seemed to be shaky, even when it seemed to be unsure, even when you're walking by faith and you can't see the road before you, walking and trusting the hand and voice of God. Instead of pursuing it this way, like his teacher did, his predecessor, he pursued Naaman. But I know what Naaman means. It means pleasantness. He took the easy way. He took the easy route, Hadrian. He was like water going to the place of least resistance. Instead of pressing into the kingdom, instead of pressing into the plan of God, he pursued pleasantness. He pursued the thing that would satisfy that evil flesh of his. He pursued the thing that didn't have any value at the end of the day. Church, instead of pursuing Elisha, anybody know what that name means? It means God is provision. He did it for a bag of money. He did it for a natural gain here tonight. Instead of pursuing Elisha, God is provision. How many of you know that had he pursued Elisha, every need that he would have had would have been met? Along the way, as you walk this journey, I want you to know that as you go God's way, when you're in need of a comforter, it's right there. And when you're in need of strength, it's right there. When you're in need of power, it's right there. God is exactly what you need. Hear me, young people. You won't go without. You're not missing out on what the world has to offer. God is setting you up for greatness. God is setting you up to take you somewhere tonight. You can pursue pleasantness, young ladies, if you want to. But it's a bag with a hole in the bottom of it. At the end of the day, it doesn't hold any value. Yeah, you can compromise this thing, but God is setting somebody up for greatness. God is setting somebody up to put you in the place exactly where he needs you so that he can begin to work the promises in your life, so that he can begin to work that word in your life. But you've got to stay in the process. I've learned the short time I've lived for God that everything is a process. Brother Cliff, they don't backslide overnight. It's a slow process. Likewise, greatness, young people, is a process. You don't become great overnight. You can't get ahead of yourself. The old cliche says you've got to walk. You've got to crawl before you walk. Yeah, I'll get it. But it's a process. It's a daily process. Brother Sutton teaches all the time. It's day in, day out. It's doing what you know to do. It's pursuing the things of God on a daily basis. Because you see, as you find yourself in the plan of God, as you find yourself in the will of God, you're allowing him to set all the players into place. You don't know it. You can't see it right now. It seems like the pressure of the day is just coming in and pressing on you and molding you and shaping you. But as you are working the plan of God, all around you, God is setting it up. I need this to be right here. I need for this to be just like this. And you'll never know it. I think somebody's preached about God's left hand. It's God just doing it in the background. In the middle of your trial, in the middle of your storm, in the middle of the confusion, in the middle of letdown and disappointment, God is setting somebody up tonight for what you have been waiting on, for what you have been praying for the thing you've been fasting for. You've been faithful for years. You've been diligent for years. You can't throw in the towel now. You can't give up now. You've got to keep pressing. You've got to fight the fight. You've got to run this race. If you fall, get back up again. If you all, come on somebody. If you stumble, stay in the race. Stay committed. Press into the kingdom of God. God's setting somebody up here tonight. Young people, don't talk to me tonight about your past. Maybe some elders too. We don't need to have a discussion about your past. About the things that life has thrown at you. About the disappointment that has come and knocked on your door. About the rejection that has forced itself into your house. We don't have to have a conversation about the letdowns that you've incurred and how they disqualify you from what God has for your life. Joseph, you have got to go to the pit before you can see the dream actualize. I need a little bit of help here tonight. You've got to go to the prison before you can see the dream actualized. Being lied on may be a part of the plan. The pit may be a part of the plan. Prison may be a part of the plan. Sickness for you may be a part of his plan. Being laid off may be a part of his plan. Money not being in the bank may be a part of his plan. Somebody needs to stand up tonight and embrace the plan of God. Embrace the will of God. Don't be discouraged. This young preacher is here tonight to simply encourage somebody, to let you know, I know it seems rough right now. I know it seems that the rain is falling down, but God is still in control. How many know he's in control? Simple, but it's true. It's the truth tonight. It's so easy to get caught up in the minutiae of the day, in the rush of the day, in the clamor of the day, but God is still. He's still in control. Would you clap your hands to the Lord tonight for just a moment? You look at me tonight and you may say, but Antoine, you don't understand. I fell along the way. I've dropped the ball a time or two. First of all, let me say this. Do you believe that you can do the thing that God has called you to do without ever failing? Think about that. Am I giving you license to sin? Don't insult me, please. But God understands. God understands that along the way you're going to fall. If he didn't understand that, there wouldn't be any need for grace. There wouldn't be any need for mercy. But what you do have to understand is that when you do fall, you've got to get back up. The righteous man fell 7 times. But what made him righteous? The fact that he got back up every time. He got back in the race. If you do fall and you stay there, you tie the hands of the Creator. But if you've got the will to get back up, God will give you the power to do that. After David's greatest failure with Bathsheba. Thank you. I forgot my handkerchief. I got a whole towel. Thank you, brother. After David's greatest failure, after the baby was born and died, it could have been the end of David's legacy. But the Bible says David arose and anointed himself and worshiped. He found a place of worship in the midst of that trial, in the midst of that self-inflicted pain, in the midst of that hard time. He found a place of worship. He didn't allow his situation to determine him or define him. What I'm talking about tonight is rising above your situation. Rising above your circumstance. Whether life has thrown some hard blows or you've dropped the ball. Brother Dan, if you'll stay in the process, If you'll stay committed to the cause, if you'll stay pressing into the kingdom, God can work with that. You see, God can shape that. God can mold that. And so, young people, when you fall, when you drop the ball, stay in the plan of God. You've got to stay under the covering of God. God can heal a broken heart. God can womb that hurt place. But you've got to stay in his plan. You've got to stay in his plan. God is setting somebody up here tonight. I've come to encourage you tonight. I've come to encourage somebody here in the middle of Thanksgiving week. You've got turkey on the mind. I'm talking about some stuff that turkey can't numb. I'm talking about some stuff dressing can't quite do away with. But if you'll take that situation, you know what I'm talking about. That situation that's been keeping you up at night. That situation that's dominating your mind while you're working. That situation that's been pressing on you. Would you stand up in the middle of God and declare, we are the people of the Most High God, building a house, built it long ago. He told Job, he said, oh, come on somebody. Job said, naked I came into this world and naked I'll leave. Blessed be the name. Don't mess with me, devil. I'm God's man. What can you throw at me that'll knock me down into the fact that I can't get back up? Oh, he's dealt some heavy blows, but you're still standing. You're still standing. You don't know it, but God, the devil's giving you his best shot. He's tried to knock you down. He's tried to dominate your life. Ah, oh, but you're still standing. God's still in control. He's still in the middle of your life. Came to do what God wanted me to do here tonight. I'm about done. How about that? Give me some help. God is setting somebody up here. But you've got to stay in the race. You've got to dust yourself off and keep pressing towards the mark. You are God's man. You can embrace the plan of God. You don't have to hesitate. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to worry. You don't have to second guess it. But if you'll stay in the middle of God's plan, if you'll stay in the middle of God's will, God can use you to a degree that'll blow your mind. I told you before, that promise is still valid. That plan is still solid. His word is still his word. I don't care what any devil in hell throws at you. I don't care what you come up against. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the accountant says. I want you to understand that you're God's man or God's woman. You guys can come down around the altar here tonight. I'm competing with turkey, so I won't keep you long here. But Joseph, God is looking for your response. You've got to stay faithful. You've got to stay connected. You've got to stay hooked up. You've got to stay plugged in. You've got to stay in the middle of his word. Isaiah 59 and 19 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Oh, come on, somebody. Psalms 35 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh. Joy's on its way. Anybody believe that tonight? Anybody believe that tonight? David encouraged himself in the Lord. I need for somebody to take your situation by the ears and say, God's in control. God's still in control. I'm God's man, and this is only setting me up to go higher into what God has called me to be. It's the great setup. Job was greater after the test. Job was greater after the test. Joseph had to go through some things. He went through it all, but at the end of the day, God's end is sure. Look at your neighbor and say, God's end is sure. It's solid. Can we just thank him right now? Can we love him for just a moment here tonight? Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, let's have a little praise session here tonight for just a moment. Come on, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord right now. To worship with or pray with right now. Come on. Link up with somebody. I encourage somebody in the Lord. Tonight, and you've never experienced the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, God is setting you up tonight. God has got something for you tonight. You're gonna leave here not the same, but God can pour out His Spirit upon you. Oh, would you look around right now? If there's somebody around you that needs the Holy Ghost, would you? Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Tell them something you're thankful for. Encourage somebody in the Lord right now. Now look at him and tell him God's going to use this trial to set you up for something great. So hold on. Hold on. Done. encourage somebody before you leave the house of God tonight. Lord bless y'all. Have a great Thanksgiving. If you're praying, keep praying. If you're worshiping, keep worshiping.